Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
Now tell us a bit more about yourself and your family and the way that perhaps it's changed you, because you and Marion have obviously been together for a very long time. She has a shared passion for what you do, which I think is always very helpful. As long as you don't talk about F1 all the time at home. Did she come and interrogate you after the races like she would if she was still interviewing you in the pen?
No, I think she's not, and she knows that the last 2-3 years have been a bit complicated and not as fun as they could have been on track. So we tend to avoid talking about Formula One just because it's been a little bit more bad news than good news. I would say the kids are taking their whole space. I don't know if it's the same at yours, but the kids are just using every space they have.
Yeah, but I think your kids are your harshest critics, aren't they? Don't you
get
it from them if you had a bad race?
They do give me a hard time if I do have a bad race. But also, they're so proud every time they play with their cars at home. They do a lot of races and you can tell they know every driver by their name. They know every number the drivers have. I'm always on the podium on the race they do, which is good.
Exactly where you deserve to be. And how do you think, because to have three kids by 34, I think is good going, and to be juggling all of that with an F1 career is very impressive. And obviously having a working mother as well. You do a lot. I mean, you pack a lot into your lives, don't you? But having that distraction, if you like, away from it, I would argue makes you a better racer, makes you a more rounded human. Is that what you feel?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's obviously kids are hard work, especially when they're young. But the reward you get from them, from having a hug or a kiss or a drawing, you know, in my office is full of drawing from my kids. It's very... You know, it fills you with everything you need in life. I guess, yes, sometimes, you know, you come back from a race late on Sunday night and then at 7 a.m. on Monday morning, we've got the alarm coming and need to get the kids, prepare breakfast, help them to get dressed, drive them to school. You wish you could have slept until 10 a.m. without any issues. As I say, also, they are beautiful and... And it's just great to have them, and I don't think if I wouldn't have had kids, I would have had a better career. I think maybe, if anything, worse.
Yeah, and I bet you are the coolest dad at school. I mean, it's not many kids that get dropped off by their 4-wheel-1 driving father.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. But you know, I don't really play on that. To me, when I go to school, I'm a dad. And they're friends of the kids. I like playing with them, and we're just having fun. And as natural as we can be here, as important it is for all of us.
And would you want them to pursue a career in racing? Have they shown any signs or interest in doing it?
They've asked to go karting, and yet I have pushed back.
Really?
I don't really want them to be racist, you know. I know the world from inside and I know how tough it is, and you know, 30% of the grid next year will be either like dad owning the team or big sponsoring money, and it's very complicated to make it. It's a lot of frustration if you don't, if you're the wrong place, wrong time. And you know, I think anyway, they will do what they will try to do what they want to try. And if they really ask for karting and so on, I will give them that chance, as I had my chance. But I won't be a dad that that pushes them and really, you know, bring them to every race track everywhere and really push them to go for that, because that was my passion. You know, I'll be as happy as there are tennis players, doctors, astronauts, whatever they want to be.
I like the fact that you've gone for an elite sports person, astronaut, doctor. You know, you're setting the bar pretty high already.
Sorry.
No pressure, kids, but you can easily be an astronaut or a doctor or a tennis player.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing they like.
Is it?
So, but whatever they want to do, I'll be proud of them. And you know, I think they will have their own life. As I say, I won't block them from trying things, but I won't push them neither, just because that's what daddy did and you should do it.
I feel like you've got a very strong gene pool of talent between you guys. Like, there's a lot of talent. You know, you were an incredible skier. Obviously, Marion's a very bright, intelligent woman, very articulate. You've got this passion for cooking. I mean, they could pretty much go into anything, couldn't they? Because you paved the way for lots of different careers.
I hope we gave them the best we could from our genes, and same as education, we try to give them as much as we can, you know, spending some quality time when we are here, because, you know, the life we have, we're traveling a fair bit. But generally, I think, yes, we're trying the best we can. There's no magic. There's no secrets on what you can, what is right and what is wrong. But we try to do the best with our heart.
Yeah. I mean, you flagged up some of the negatives of Formula One, but I know that you've enjoyed plenty of positives as well. And you've had your role with the GPDA. What do you think you'll miss about Formula One?
Racing the cars, for sure. You know, I think for me at the minute, the first 20 minutes of pre-practice one is the most enjoyable part of the weekend. Because you go on track, you don't know what to really expect, especially when we've been to Mugello, Imola, Portimao. You've got no idea what are the lap times from everyone. And you just go out there, you drive and you enjoy it. And you try to find the limit lap after lap. Then you're happy with your lap time. You come back in the garage and then you see the leaderboard, and then things got a bit more bitter.
Reality kicks in.
Exactly. But at least for 20 minutes, you've had fun. You've been driving and enjoying yourself. So I will miss that. I think working with the engineers, but you can do that everywhere you go racing. That's why I say, I think to me, I'm not done with racing, because I love racing cars too much and working with engineers and trying to find what's the best part and best strategy. So Formula One is obviously the most known motorsport, a racing car category, and probably the most famous one where you get the most fame and so on. But I think if I can win somewhere else, I'll be maybe even happier.
I think it's that winning feeling that you're clearly yearning for, that you haven't had for a while and you deserve. So, yeah, I can get that. What about people? Who will you miss when you leave Formula One?
Yeah, a fair bit of people. You know, you've been spending 10 years and most of the people stay around the work. But one thing that I was quite proud of when I announced that I was going to leave Haas, few people came to me and says, where are you going? Can we join you? And, you know, it shows that, you know, it's great, because people love working with me and they want to follow me, and they see that, you know, we can do great things together. And that is something I'm very proud of.
Wow, that is quite an accolade, isn't it? That they would actually give up their jobs in Formula One because of you, that they want to work with you and not necessarily within the sport.
Yeah, exactly. It was great, because, you know, we knew I didn't have a chance in Formula One, and a few people just came, and even different teams, which is quite impressive. It wasn't all in us, you know, and people just say, oh, tell us where you're going and if there's a chance, and it would be nice to work together. And so, yeah, I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, because I remember you saying once a few years ago that you need to feel you have the team with you. And I feel you are like the ultimate team player in that respect. You're not this sort of, you know, because there'd definitely be a handful of drivers that are mavericks or lone wolves or whatever you want to call them. They come into the team and they don't gel with the people around them. That makes it that much harder. But I feel with you that you not only give in that respect, but you need it. You feed off that positive teamwork energy.
Yeah, very much. Very much. And it has been sometimes a bit hard in my career because I really need to feel that the team is behind me and, you know, we're in it together. And I've had it most of the time, which is great, but sometimes it hasn't quite worked out for a weekend or so. And I just don't feel at my best when it's like that. So I think, you know, that's what I'm looking at endurance races. I think if you're good with your teammates, if you're having a great time with them, and then the team on top of that, it can be a very good experience. Actually doing Le Mans 24 hours virtual with three teammates just made me feel really special and really wanted to make it in real life, because, you know, you share, and when you cross the finish line, it's like, yes, guys, we've done it.
Everyone needs to be loved and wanted. You know, it's human, isn't it? It's in all of us.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.